Aaron and Ariana, welcome here to WCVE. So good to have you here today.
Thank you so much. It's always a pleasure to be here.
Thank you. It's so nice to be here for the first time.
Yes.
So we've got quite a program with the Richmond Symphony and the Richmond Symphony Chorus this weekend. The
yes.
Mozart Mass in C minor. It's Kerschel 427 and not complete.
No, he never completed it. No, but it's a pretty complete experience to hear it, regardless of whether or not there are a few movements that you might think are missing from the traditional liturgy of a Mass, because it's just a beautiful expression of musicianship and humanity. I don't know. There's just something about this piece that feels very touching and personal, probably because he wrote it for Constanza. You know, it's
right.
Real, ultimately a love song.
Yeah, she soloed.
Yes.
In the original premiere, right?
Exactly. And so you can hear all of that love in the way he writes for the voices in this piece.
Now, a lot of us know Aaron here in Richmond. You've been here for so long.
I have
now,
been.
Almost
I love
as
it
long
here.
As me. But the Mozart Mass, this is a big undertaking. You're directing the chorus, but now you've got the soloist coming in like Ariana. How long does it take to really plan this?
Well, I'd say, you know, we started planning it over a year ago, and then we started rehearsing it with the chorus in September, because we only rehearse once a week. And so we started rehearsing it then, and we've mixed in a little bit of rehearsal for Messiah as well, but mostly we've been focused on the Mozart. And we engaged the soloist several months ago, probably around a year ago, I'd say, maybe. And the orchestra just started rehearsing it this week. But of course, then there are all those other preparations. You know, shout out to our librarian who has to get all these parts together and mark them. And that takes several months to get that done. So any undertaking like this takes a full team, from our stage crew all the way to our maestro.
And this is Ariana's debut with the Richmond Symphony, but you know her well from Wintergreen.
Yes, absolutely. So Ariana is our chair of vocal programming and the chair of the vocal intensive at the Wintergreen Summer Music Festival and Academy, where I happen to be our artistic director. And I'll just ask Ariana a little bit, since she's right here. I'm taking over the interviewee role.
That's
for
fine.
A second.
I'm okay with that.
I'm uncharacteristically quiet.
I know. I got to get you talking here. So, Ariana, you are both a performer and a teacher. And can you talk about how those two intertwine, maybe at Wintergreen, but just also in your daily life?
Wow, that's a complicated question.
I know, sorry.
Well, I think that the best thing the teaching has given me as a performer is that if you're going to talk the talk, you better walk the walk. So I have a constant reminder of what good technique is, mm-hmm. I hope, or what my own technique is anyway. And so then if I'm not using what I'm telling my students to use, then I have to rethink. Sometimes it makes me rethink what I'm telling them, but often I can find the center of my sound and the center of my focus because of what I spend my day telling students.
When you're preparing a piece like this, which is notoriously exciting and challenging for the soprano, there are actually two soprano parts in it. You're performing one of them and Laura Strickling is doing the other one. When you're preparing that, how does it affect the way you teach?
It depends. I'm teaching somebody the aria that I'm singing in this particular Mass currently. She's been working on it, and I've been working on it with her. And so sometimes I make her just stop so I can practice. Just kidding. My experiences on stage really inform what I have to say to them. So whether it's the piece that I'm working on or it's a different piece, I always come back to teaching after having gone to sing with a renewed perspective.
You know, I think we talked about this a little bit off the air about Mozart, how simple his music is, but how complex it is as well, and
yeah.
How hard it is to prepare.
Yeah, I think you're absolutely right. You know, it when you listen to Mozart, it cleanses the soul, you know, but when you sing it, there's so much involved. Think about the opening of the first movement, the Kyrie, the chorus's first entrance. The sopranos go from a middle C up to a high G in the span of two measures. And that's just Mozart letting you know that this is going to be one vocally impressive pyrotechnic display.
I would actually say that's the common thread in this particular Mass is the range, because It either happens extremely quickly or it happens in the space of two measures, which is not as extremely quickly as it happens later.
Oh, your aria is insane.
There's a lot of high and then low. And so you have to sort of, you have to be really connected to being able to switch registers.
You have to be bold about it, too.
I think so.
Courage. Revel. It takes a lot of courage to sing Mozart.
I like to revel in it. Mm-hmm. I don't see it. It's a total loss if you don't.
Well, we have some excerpts, so we wanted to take a listen to the Kyrie. Mm-hmm. If you'd like to introduce that and say anything else you feel is important for our listeners to know going into the beginning here.
Sure. This is the opening movement of the Mass, and a lot of people will recognize it. It's a pretty famous tune that the orchestra introduces, mostly because it was in Amadeus. But it's also just spectacular the way he sets this sound world. And the orchestra delivers this sound world to the sopranos, as I mentioned, who then take this text, Lord have mercy, all the way from the lowest part of their register to the highest part of their register. And so I think this is a great way to start off the musical excerpts.
That's the opening of the Mozart Mass in C minor, Kürschel 427, which you can hear this weekend with the Richmond Symphony and Richmond Symphony Chorus, Saturday evening at 8, Sunday afternoon at 3 at the Carpenter Theater at Dominion Arts Center. I'm here with Aaron Freeman, who directs the chorus, and Ariana Zuckerman, who is the soprano soloist this weekend. It's so good having them here in the studio. There's nothing like Mozart, is there?
Oh, I think when we face some of the stories in the news, the go-to composer to remind us that humanity is ultimately good is Mozart. You know,
that's
and
true.
So,
that's a great way of looking at things.
Yeah, yeah. And so when you know you have a symphony and a chorus and soloists and all coming together to bring this music to life, it reminds you that everything's going to be okay. And this piece has all the feels.
It has all the feels, and it has two sopranos. You said I'm the soprano soloist, but I'm one of two, and I feel like we need to give a shout out to Laura Strickland, who's and the amazing soprano one. Actually, one of my favorite things about singing this mass, when I sing masses, I'm the soprano, so I don't sing harmony ever. So I get to sing harmony, which is terrifying and fantastic.
That is neat. Something a little bit different.
Mm-hmm.
How does that feel?
Scary. It's very scary because it's not the top line. It's not my line most of the time. But there's a really fun sort of, you call it like a soprano duel sometimes of just trading high notes and things. And Laura is a delightful colleague. So we really have a good time together. We had the great pleasure of doing this with the Berkshire Choral Festival with Aaron conducting this past summer in Asheville. It was spectacularly fun.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not that often that you get to go back to the same piece with the same soloist. So it's a real pleasure.
And we are also going to listen to an excerpt that features the one soprano solo.
Yes. Yes. So this is the Laudamus Te, and this is one of Ariana's big moments in the piece. So can you talk a little bit about what you love about this movement?
This movement is like a dance party for one. It's like, you know, there are little licks, little riffs that you hear and you think, well, yes, thank you very much. I think I'll have another. That's just sort of feels like I'm happy all the time. That annoying person at a cocktail party that's just always happy. It's kind of this movement.
You sing it with such joy and such reckless abandon. You know, I remember when we were doing it this summer and I look over at you and you have one of those lines that takes you from the stratosphere all the way down to your lowest note, the same thing. And you've just got this look on your face like, all right, people, let's do this together. And you just brought everyone into that really exciting fold. It was really fun to be a part of that.
That and adult diapers get me through it.
Oh,
a little scary.
It's a little scary, isn't it?
Now we know the truth.
Yeah, yes. There you go.
Backstage.
Yes.
No charge, people. No charge.
All right, let's take a listen.
That is the Laudamus Te from the Mozart C minor Mass, Kurzweil 427. We were listening to Leonard Bernstein conduct the chorus and symphony from the orchestra of the Bayerische Rundfunk. That is Friederike von Stada in the solo role.
Really, really neat. And we're looking forward to your presentation this weekend,
that
Ariana.
Is, I tell you, that is something to aspire to. It's humbling to listen to that.
And Aaron, there's more on the program this weekend, which I should say Stephen Smith, who is our good friend, music director, is actually conducting. But Aaron has prepared the chorus very well, too, as you always do.
Thank you.
Some music of Wagner and Tchaikovsky also on the program.
Yeah. So Stephen is conducting this program, and he conceived it as three love pieces. So we have the prelude from the great Tristan and Isolde by Wagner, and then the Romeo and Juliet music by Tchaikovsky, and then, of course, the Mozart Mass in C minor, which is all about Wolfgang and Constanze. So this is ultimately a trio of love songs.
It's an interesting combination, but I definitely see the tie-in.
Yeah, I think it'll be good. And it what's nice about it is that the first half is short enough so that once you get to the second half, the concert will end at a reasonable time, but the first half is also meaty enough to feel like you have really gone through some great musical experiences. So it's going to be a great program.
I don't know. When I go to a concert with Mozart, I don't really want it to end.
I know.
You know, I could sit there for a lot longer.
Just encore. So. Do the thing again.
There you go. Well, this is Aaron Freeman and Ariana Zuckerman. Thank you so much for stopping by and talking to us about the Mozart Mass.
Oh, my pleasure, as always.
Thank you so much for having us.